Well, you don't get a closer look than chatting with the coach of the triumphant Socceroos team, and I reckon Slats, it was probably one of his most easy nights at the office, all done and dusted after 13 minutes. Hello, Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah, you reckon, boys?
Too easy, mate, too easy.
Well, they made it a bit easier for you.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Full credit to the boys. We needed a big start last night. The UAE had shown, against Japan, that, if they get a goal up or start well, they're pretty hard to break down. So, yeah, pretty pleased to get the two goals. And, in the second half, I thought the boys handled themselves really well and got the job done.
How much of a change in the second half, Ange?
we just seemed to get a little bit more control of the game. The first half, even though we scored, they still had their moments, and the game was probably a little bit too open for our liking. And, in the second half, I thought we just calmed down a little bit. I mean, it was an unusual position for the players too. They probably thought, we're going to coast the rest of the game, but it's never like that. And even at 2-0, if they score, they're back in the game. Yeah. So I just thought in the second half, we just took control of the game a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot more calm, because if you didn't know the scoreline and you watched the last 20 minutes of the first half, Ange, you think that the UAE were the better team. But that was like a 15-minute patch.
Yeah, they're always going to come at you. I mean, they've got nothing to lose, and they can throw me forward. And as I said, I thought after halftime we composed ourselves really well and got the job done.
And Ange, your calmness now running into the final. There's no champagne in the dressing room just yet. You've got a job to do.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The boys, they were pretty knackered in the end of it, but, they were in recovery mode by the time I got back into the dressing room. And, it's a pretty quick turnaround for us. But, the players are well and truly focused now, and they've got a shot at it, and, want to put their best foot forward.
I love your genius tactics, mate. Two defenders at two now attacking weapons.
No, we've been pretty good. we've got, I think we scored 12 goals and 10 different goal scorers.
Absolutely.
Going into the tournament, it was all about, apart from Timmy, who can score. Well, I think there's only a couple that haven't now. So, it was great. It was great for the two young guys as well. They've had fantastic tournaments, both of them. And to score on a big occasion, it was great for them.
And you've kept to your plan right the way through, and you were losing a few friendlies, but I think in all you tried about 40 players. And now you're reaping the rewards for that, which is great.
Yeah, look, I mean, there was a method to the madness. I guess looking from the outside, a lot of people were sort of questioning what I was doing and then, the whole trajectory of the team. But, we made a clear decision, particularly after the World Cup, that we needed to increase our depth. And, what it's like at international level, Slats, unless you throw them in there, they experience it. And, during those friendly games, a lot of those guys made mistakes and paid the price, but along the way they were learning. And I had, full belief in them that, when the time came for, for us to be in the tournament with the right experience and the right exposure, they'd stand up and, they've done tremendously well.
Did you know Massimo Luongo would be as good as he is throughout this championship, or he has been throughout this championship?
No, probably not. I mean, think... he's played every game, and if you had said to me at the start of the tournament whether he was going to, I would very much doubt it. We've tried to rotate most of the squad because, we felt it was going to be a pretty demanding schedule, but it's been hard to leave him out. He's been fantastic in every game, and it seems like every game he's becoming more and more confident. So, he's been a fantastic bonus for us.
And how much does the game plan change for South Korea, mate?
Oh, look, we'll keep doing what we're doing. We've already played them, obviously, and we lost. But, I thought we played really well that night, even though we didn't win. We just didn't put the ball in the back of the net. But it's the only game we haven't. We had a little bit of a different lineup that night too. And, it's a final. And in a final, it's going to come down to moments and players stepping up. And, we'll be ready for it. And with 80,000 behind us, we'll be hard to stop.
One of our listeners pointed out the injury to Frenich. Is he okay? What was he like in the rooms afterwards?
Oh, look, he was pretty sore, towards the end of the game. When I saw him probably about half an hour later, obviously the mood goes, it got to him. But, with a file around the corner, he wasn't showing me he was limping or anything. So I reckon if he's putting his hand up, we'll see how he goes, though.
And Timmy Gahill, mate, how long can he keep going?
Oh, as long as he wants at this stage. He's I guess the pleasing thing for us is that, as I said, we've had 10 different goal scorers, but when we've needed him, he's again he stood up, you know. And I reckon he's got one inning for the final as well. He's just just that type of player, and he'll be relishing the opportunity on Saturday night to add some more Instagram photos to the Jimmy Cahill folklore, mate.
I'll tell you what, the highlight reel's long enough as it is, but one more goal would be beautiful in that final. Good on you, Ange. Thanks very much.
Yeah, go on, guys. Have a good day.
Well done, mate.
Ange Postecoglou, triumphant Socceroos coach on the Big Sports Breakfast. Just repeating too, it's the Socceroos are going to start the favourites in the final on Saturday night. $2.10, South Korea $3.50, $3.25 the draw.